Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reid here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things calm and collected in this crazy world. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another podcast about inner peace, right? But trust me, this one's different. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: developing a healthy relationship with our emotions. Because let's face it, folks, life can throw some serious curveballs. You know that feeling when your boss drops a bomb on you mid-meeting, or your phone screen fills with a barrage of notifications just as you're trying to enjoy a peaceful moment? That's when those emotions come knocking, sometimes in a big way. But here's the thing. Our feelings are not the enemy. In fact, they're essential to who we are. They give us color, depth, and drive. It's all about how we handle them, right? Learning to navigate the emotional roller coaster without becoming completely derailed is a superpower, my friends. So buckle up. Today, I'm sharing 5 key takeaways that can help you build a healthier relationship with your emotions. First up, acknowledge them. Seriously, don't try to ignore or suppress them. It's like trying to hide a runaway elephant under a rug, it's just not gonna work. Give those feelings space to exist. Name them, feel them, and understand what triggers them. The more aware you are, the better equipped you are to deal with them. Next, remember that emotions are temporary. Ever felt like your anger was going to last forever? Spoiler alert. It won't. Emotions, even the big, bad ones, are just passing waves. Think of it like a roller coaster. There are ups and downs, but eventually, you're back on solid ground. Knowing this can help you avoid getting swept away by the storm. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. This one's huge. We're our own harshest critics, aren't we? But imagine talking to your best friend who is having a tough time. You wouldn't berate them, right? You'd offer support and understanding. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would extend to others. Remember, everyone messes up, everyone feels overwhelmed sometimes, it's all part of the human experience. Now, let's talk about coping mechanisms. What are your go-to strategies for managing stress? Exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, or even just listening to your favorite playlist can work wonders. Find what works for you and incorporate it into your routine. It's like having an emotional toolkit at your fingertips, ready to use when you need it most. And finally, remember that it's okay to seek help. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They're trained professionals who can provide guidance and support. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes courage and self-awareness, and it's a sign of strength, not weakness. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your project is due tomorrow. Your inbox is overflowing, your phone keeps buzzing, and you're feeling the pressure mounting. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that you're feeling stressed, and remind yourself that this feeling is temporary. You put on your headphones, listen to your favorite music for 10 minutes, and then tackle your to-do list with renewed focus. See what I mean? Remember, developing a healthy relationship with your emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but by using these 5 key takeaways, acknowledging your feelings, remembering their impermanence, practicing self-compassion, utilizing coping mechanisms, and seeking support when needed, you can navigate life's emotional roller coaster with grace and resilience. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Finding that calm within, even amidst the chaos. So go out there, embrace those feelings, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. I love hearing from you. Tune in tomorrow for another dose of calm and clarity. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.